Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Koinim she'eni oisa al pi abba val pi avicha. She makes a koinim that she's not going to do any work for a maisa yadayim. It'll basically be hektish. Al pi abba val pi avicha, meaning anything that she does for her father, for his father, val pi achi, val pi achicha, and she says whether it's for her brother or whether it's for his brother. In other words, she's saying she's not working for anybody else, and anything she does for anybody else for her maisa yadayim is going to be koinim. Einu yachol hafer. So he can't be made for that, because she's allowed to do that. She's not meshubed to work for anybody else. However, she'eni osa al picha, einu tzorach lahafer. So Tana Kama holds that if she tries to be koinim, her maisa yadayim, that even her husband shouldn't have any benefit from, because maisa yadayim is one of the takanos that a husband benefits from the maisa yadayim of his wife, if she has to do certain things for him, like we learned in Ksuvis. And if she's koinim that, it has no bearing. And even though we've said in the past that hektish is motzi midei shibud, meaning if I have something that somebody else has a lien on, like in this example, a husband has sort of the rights to his wife's work. If somebody's mekadish that, it is hektish. So here too, why can't she be makdish what her hands do, even though her husband really, it belongs to her husband, over here, she could take it out of her husband's sort of rishus and give it to hektish, like any other thing you can give to hektish. So why isn't it work? So here, Chazal said, because of this situation, the Rav says, the Rabbanan strengthened the shibud of the Baal that hektish can't take from it. So this is an exception. So according to Tana Kama, nothing needs to be done. What she said is worthless. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Kiva says, nevertheless, he should still be mefer what she says. Should be mefer that nether. Shemetadif olav yosim min aroylo. Because it's possible that she's going to have extra work that she's not responsible to give to him. In other words, a woman is responsible for certain maisa yadeha, certain work that she does for her husband. But if she works extra, she doesn't have to give that extra to her husband, which the Tana Kama disagreed, because according to Tana Kama, there's really not that much of a difference. But according to Rabbi Kiva, since there's going to inevitably be some difference of something that really belongs to her, and on that very difference, she can be koinim, that her husband doesn't benefit from that, therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, be careful, and the husband should be made for that nether. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yofer, Rabbi Yochanan says he should be made for the nether, but for a different reason. Shemi Yagarshena Usihi Asura Alav. The reason is that if he divorces her, and then he wants to go remarry her, as long as obviously she doesn't marry anybody else in between, he won't be able to. So he should be made for the nether to allow himself in the future to ever be able to remarry her. And the Rav says Alacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that he should be made for this nether when she's Mekadish her Masya Da'a, even though what she does in the future is a davar shelo bala olam, a person can't be mekadesh davar shelo bala olam. So the Rav says over here, Tfesral also spells it out, that because she's mentioning her hands, and her hands exist now, even though the work of her hands don't exist, for some reason, since the yadayim is ba'olam, she's able to be mekadesh what her yadayim does in the future. And to prevent him from not being able to remarry her, we tell him that if she makes such a nether, be made for it.